meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high of 91, breezy south winds. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 67. Chance of showers and storms on Tuesday, high of 82. Chance of showers and storms continuing Tuesday night early on, then gradual clearing, low near 57. Wednesday, high of 79. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 81.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Tomorrow, the House Ways and Means Committee will meet and consider several other portions of the reconciliation package, including the green energy provisions. They will include a new tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel, ranging from $1.25 to $1.75 a gallon, depending on the carbon footprint of the product. The legislation would also extend a $1 a gallon tax credit for biodiesel and renewable diesel to 2031. The ultimate end game for the reconciliation package remains in doubt. One of several key House moderates, Representative Jim Costa of California, said at the House Ag Committee meeting Friday he would not vote for a bill that can't pass the Senate. And a key Democratic senator, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, reportedly told colleagues he won't support a package that exceeded $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion. Manchin told CNN Sunday he warned Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York that he will not support a $3.5 trillion bill. He said, "Will not have my vote on that, and he knows it." He has urged leaders to pause before passing another big spending package beyond the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan that was enacted back in March. Meanwhile, lawmakers also bracing for a battle in the coming days over an increase in the government's debt ceiling. They also will have to act this month to keep the government fully operational after the current fiscal year ends September 30th. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters that Democrats have several options for passing an increase of the debt limit, but said the issue won't be added to the budget reconciliation package. Senator Mitch McConnell insisted that the Senate GOP will simply not support the increase. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Good, clean John Deere 8R Series tractors are almost impossible to find right now. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska has some great low-hour 8R Series tractors in stock now. How about this 2019 John Deere 8370R with only 1,450 hours on it, loaded with almost every option available, asking $305,000. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on this great tractor. New Frontier Ag, your premium connection to premium equipment.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Well, for the first time in history, the Wichita Police Department had an all-female squad working first shift at Patrol West yesterday morning. The squad, comprised of officers and supervisors who were all women, was arranged in honor of National Police Woman Day, celebrated annually on September 12th to acknowledge women's contributions and work in a historically male-dominated field. Currently, the Wichita Police Department employs 107 commissioned officers who are women. More than 300 women work for the department overall in both commissioned and non-commissioned roles, the Wichita Police Department said. Kansas State Fair officials, judging the 4-H entomology entries last week, discovered an invasive insect that prompted quarantines elsewhere. Fair board member Greg Hadley, the student who caught the bug, didn't know it had prompted quarantines in at least 45 counties in Pennsylvania and New Jersey to try to stop the spread. It is not clear how the invasive bug made it to Kansas, but it may have hitched a ride on a camper. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The 2021 Kansas Wheat Recipe Book is hot off the presses. The annual book features recipes from the 2021 National Festival of Breads. Recipes include savory Thai peanut sauce rolls, strawberry lemonade swirls, and more. Get the recipes online or request a free printed copy at kswheat.com/recipebook.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
One woman was killed and another was seriously hurt in a crash Friday in eastern Kansas. According to Kansas Highway Patrol, the accident took place at 12:40 p.m. on K-268, about 1.5 miles west of South Berryton Road in Osage County. Patty Croy was driving west on the highway when her SUV left the road. She overcorrected and crossed the centered line. The vehicle collided with another SUV. Croy, 65, of Vassar, Kansas, died as a result of the crash. She was wearing a seatbelt. The driver of the other vehicle suffered serious injuries and was taken to a hospital in Topeka. Saline County's commodities distribution for the month is this week. Wednesday morning, the county will be giving food to those who need it, like milk, produce, and canned goods. The distribution runs from 9 to 10:30 in the morning Wednesday at the 4-H building in Kenwood Park in Salina. Face masks are required, and you'll need to bring an ID and proof that you live in the county. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he plans to join other Republican governors in challenging President Joe Biden's sweeping new vaccine requirement in court. Ricketts said on Fox News Sunday yesterday that Nebraska's attorney general has been consulting with other attorneys general who believe the federal government is overstepping its authority by mandating that all employers with more than 100 workers require them to be vaccinated or at least tested for the virus weekly. Ricketts said Americans shouldn't have to choose between a job and a jab in the arm. Nebraska voters approved casino gambling at the state's horse racing tracks last year, but it'll still be at least several more months before any casinos get approved in the state. That because regulators are still writing the rules for them. So, the formal application process might not get started until early next year. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We're sure you've heard the news. It's buzzing on every channel every day. There's a car inventory shortage. Okay, yes, this may be true. But at Midwest Kia, we've got you covered. We've sold over 100 new Kias every month as area inventory has dwindled. And we've got one for you. So don't worry about the news. The Midwest Express buying tool is the simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new Kia and ensures you'll never pay over sticker. Go to MidwestKia.com to see the new 2022 Kia models, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and more. Or take advantage of the markets and sell us your car today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com. Because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a 40% commitment of $261,000 toward a Kansas Department of Transportation cost share grant that could fund development of North 11th Terrace, north of Pizza Hut, and CanEquip in Marysville. The site is being considered for a new jail construction and would also serve as a business park development. A previous grant application with 20% commitment was not approved. Public Works is working on a Kansas Local Bridge Program grant that will assist construction and cost of materials for a low-use structure. The grant is for $150,000. If a bridge from current inventory can be removed, Marshall County could qualify for an additional $50,000. Public Works will bring back recommendations. Asphalt millings put down on the Farmers Cooperative Road appear to be doing well. The road department will do the same process north of Axtell. A committee has been formed looking into construction of a county park in Blue Rapids. City Clerk Crystal Busey brought several handouts showing the different types of parks for an idea of what they're thinking. Vision of the committee is to integrate various businesses in the county into this interactive park. They're asking a contribution of $20,000 from the county. Marshall County has a little over $15,000 remaining in special parks and recreation funds. Commissioners would need to discuss any contribution. It was reported they have a special alcohol fund with a sizable balance for future reference if they have a need for any type of alcohol or drug programs. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The health department presented a COVID update, advising that initial vaccinations continue and a list for boosters is being taken. Nemahal County Commissioners reviewed a draft of a 2022 budget suggesting changes. Discussion was held with various department heads concerning the budget. Commissioners also met with Interim County Health Officer Nikki Keim, who will share office space in the Pioneer Building with Nemahal County Community Health Services. She's setting up a multi-county operated health department with the recent departure of longtime administrator Jane Sunderland. Keim is assisting on an hourly basis with a monthly budget, but is not seeking a long-term arrangement, part or full-time. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week continued discussion on proposed wind regulation amendments, which were presented in a document highlighting the changes proposed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and those proposed by the board to be approved, disapproved, or amended for inclusion or deletion in a second draft. Each change was discussed. If the changes were satisfactory to all those present, no action was taken. If there were additional changes proposed during discussion, a motion was made to approve the additional proposed changes to the second draft. Those regulations will be referred to the county attorney for review.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Mainly sunny today, high of 91, breezy south winds. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low near 67. Chance of showers and storms on Tuesday, high of 82. Chance of showers and storms continuing Tuesday night early on, then gradual clearing, low near 57. Sunny Wednesday, high near 79. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 63. Then warmer on Thursday with a high of 87 degrees, mainly sunny. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 66. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we finish out our weekend and head back into the work week. High of 86 degrees on Friday, lots of sunshine. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 67. Sunny on Saturday, high of 89. Saturday night, low near 68. High of 90 on Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 82. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 58. The record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 7:39. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07.
Does your firewood go clink or clunk? We tell you why it matters today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 13th, the 256th day of the year. Fashion designer Stella McCartney and chocolate mogul Milton Hershey were both born on this day. A bit of almanac wisdom goes, knowledge and timber shouldn't be used until they're seasoned. So if the approach of autumn has you thinking about stocking the woodpile, keep these tips in mind. Fresh-cut timber requires seasoning or drying before it's ready to burn. It can take a year, sometimes up to three, for firewood to fully season. How do you know when it's ready? Try the clink test. When you knock the wood together, a higher-pitched clink indicates dry wood. A sodden clunk means there is still moisture present. You'll get a disappointing fire and dangerous chimney residue. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has several of the new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups, including a pair of 1500 LTZ 71s. A 21 Silverado 1500 LT Trail Boss, it's a Z71 edition. And they have a new 2021 Chevy Trailblazer all-wheel drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. A win for the K-State football squad over the weekend. Kansas State held on to beat Southern Illinois 32-23 despite losing starting quarterback Skylar Thompson in the first quarter. Thompson appeared to suffer a non-contact injury in attempting to block for running back Deuce Vaughn. Again, the final score, K-State over Southern Illinois, 31-23. K-State takes on the Nevada Wolf Pack this coming Saturday at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Kickoff set for 1:05. Reese White ran for 102 yards and three touchdowns. Grayson McCall threw for two scores and ran for a third. And number 17, Coastal Carolina, beat KU for the third straight season, 49-22 on Saturday night. The KU Jayhawks open up Big 12 conference play at home this coming Saturday, September 18th, as they'll take on Baylor. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we listen to our customers and we know what's important to you. A great selection, friendly staff, and exceptional pricing. Introducing Midwest Express. Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car from the comfort of your own home. Spend less time in the dealership and complete the entire deal using the Midwest Express buying tool. Or get as much done online as you'd like and let our friendly staff help you finish the deal in half the time. And because you helped us save time, we'll help save you money. Having a hard time finding a dealership with inventory that's not marking up prices over sticker? Go to MidwestKia.com to see a fantastic collection of new 2022 Kia models. All clearly priced and never marked up. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com because right now,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 337 yards and three touchdowns while running for another score as the Chiefs rallied to beat the Cleveland Browns 33-29 yesterday. Tyreek Hill caught 11 passes for 197 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce hauled in a pair of TD catches for Kansas City. One of them was the go-ahead score with 7:02 remaining. The Browns' last chance ended when Baker Mayfield threw an interception near midfield with just over a minute to go. Again, the final, the Chiefs 33-29 over the Browns. Their next matchup is this Sunday, an evening game at the Baltimore Ravens. Kickoff time, 7:20 Sunday night. Baseball, Kyle Isbell drove in the go-ahead run with a single in the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 5-3 yesterday. Alberto Mondesi homered for the Royals, and Whit Merrifield had three hits, including a pair of doubles. Royals with a day off today. They'll host the Oakland Athletics tomorrow evening. First pitch, 7:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night high school football, Wamego beat Marysville 28-7. Holton took Chapman 24-14, Concordia down to Abilene 56-20, Clay Sutter shut out Jeff West 57-0. Twin Valley League play Friday. Frankfurt shut out Wentmore 43-0. Hanover took Onega 70-36. Axe still over Blue Valley 68-6. Bennington held off Washington County in overtime 34-28. Lynn beat Southern Cloud 48-26. Centralia downed Troy 31-12. Lawrence Nelson over Diller O'Dell 46-26. Freeman took Southern 50-12. On Saturday, Jeff County North beat Valley Heights 20-0. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights feature Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
An orange or yellowish-orange powder on your lawn that leaves an orange residue on your shoes means your grass is infected with rust fungal disease. But don't fret, a change in the weather and proper care can usually keep this disease in check. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Newly seeded and lawns weakened by inadequate fertilization and drought are most susceptible. Excessive rain that depletes soil nitrogen can also lead to problems with rust. A wide range of weather conditions favors this disease, increasing the risk to your lawn. Cool nights with heavy dew and frequent rains, as well as warm, cloudy, and humid weather, followed by hot, sunny days, create a rust-friendly environment. Fortunately, as new lawns mature, weather improves, and proper fertilization is followed, the rust fades away. Just be patient and reseed any dead areas in spring or fall with a mix of disease-resistant grass varieties. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a cave in the National Park System, yet it is far different than well-known sites such as Mammoth Cave or Carlsbad Caverns. Its unique story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Today we may think of caves as places to explore, but 5,000 to 10,000 years ago, this place held far more importance than that.
It provided a wonderful place to live for them. There's a stream that comes right up from underneath these rocks and flows back inside the main entrance of the cave. It was a very reliable source of water.
Jason Money is speaking of Russell Cave National Monument in northeastern Alabama. Water seemingly flows out from under the rocks here, providing drinking water. The shelter it provided was valuable as well.
The cave does stay 62 degrees year-round. In the wintertime, when it's like 20 degrees outside, it was much warmer inside the cave.
Russell Cave has a large canopied opening, providing an area under which Native Americans could have gathered. And we do know that people did congregate here because of what archaeology tells us. The archaic period stretches from 7,000 B.C. to 500 B.C., and Money says they've uncovered clues from that time period and beyond.
The oldest artifact that was found here is the Clovis Point. The Clovis can date back to 11, 12,000 B.C. The Clovis people were definitely here.
Some may believe the inhabitants of Russell Cave to be primitive, but Money has evidence they were using power tools here.
One is a little device called a pump drill, which uses a flywheel. It's like a shaft with a flint drill bit on the base of it, and in the middle of the shaft, there was probably a fist-sized wheel. It has a cord going up with a little handle that fits right over the shaft. The cord coils and uncoils, and the flywheel twists it back and forth.
The pump drill is a remarkable piece of equipment that can be used to quickly drill holes. We'll have more of the story of those who inhabited Russell Cave next time as we travel the countryside near Bridgeport, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Next year's honey crop is highly dependent on the care you give your hives in the fall. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Check on the bees and harvest some honey, but not all of it, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Becomes cooler, there's a lot of buzzing about around the beehives. Bees are still collecting pollen, nectar, and water. The queen is reducing hive numbers by kicking out the drones and getting their home ready for winter. Beth Conry is the president of the Colorado Beekeepers Association. She says this is the time to give your hives a full inspection, especially the queen and the worker bees.
I'm looking to see how much stores, you know, I'm hefting them to see how much they weigh, and then I'm making sure that I've got a viable queen also. A queen that is in good shape lays in a particular pattern, and we look for that pattern.
Do one last honey harvest, but don't be greedy. Conry says each of her colonies needs about 80 to 90 pounds of honey to get the bees through the winter.
We let them take theirs first, and then we take ours second. The way we manage our hives is we let them fill the two deep boxes before we add supers, so that when we take off supers, they're back to these filled boxes already. Typically, they'll convert the upper box entirely to honey, and then they'll move into the lower box.
Also be aware that this is the time other bees are looking for honey and could end up robbing your hive. Fall hive management also includes a careful inspection for disease and Varroa mites. If mite loads exceed threshold levels, consider your treatment options. If you're in a climate that dips below freezing for weeks at a time, wrap the hives in black tar paper. Black helps absorb the sun's heat, and paper acts as a windbreak. But be sure not to cover the entrance or ventilation holes. Learn more about fall beehive care at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Last night I lay asleeping. There came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing. and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels in heaven answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven answer rang. Changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, the morn was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow was changed, new earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the tideless sea. The light of God was on its streets, the gates were open wide, and all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is bullish on ag exports, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Some good economic news from the USDA as we near the end of the federal fiscal year. Here's Seth Meyer, chief economist with the agency.
We've got record exports of $173.5 billion. It's a more than $30 billion increase over the value of exports in 2020. And even into 2022, we inch another $4 billion higher to $177.5 billion on exports. Two back-to-back record years on U.S. exports.
Meyer says if the projections bear out for this fiscal year, U.S. ag exports will tally about a $16 billion trade surplus over ag imports, the first one since 2018. He says the ag trade surplus for next year should be about $18 billion.
Producers are facing what's really good domestic and export demand. You know, this is how you get a signal for producers to enhance and expand production. You know, exports have certainly a job multiplier when we think about what we send overseas. I think it's a good sign that folks love and want American agricultural products. Even as prices rise, they come in for more.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Week, Hummus Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Starting October 18th, Washington government employees, including teachers, police officers, and many others, will need to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Also on that list are 4-H volunteers across the state. Washington lawmakers connected with the farming community worry this mandate will hurt the program and discourage people from volunteering. State Senator Mark Schessler.
4-H program is something incredibly valuable for our youth in all 39 counties.
And to punish them for volunteering sometimes maybe once or twice a year is just too much government.
Chesler worries that extending the mandate to 4-H clubs will result in volunteers walking away from the program.
4-H leaders have to be screened, background checked, and trained. They're hard to recruit and retain. They're good-hearted people. They use common sense. They're leaders in our communities. What are we going to do? Have the county agent show up at the 4-H club meeting and check the vaccination status?
Ag leaders in the state Senate say Washington should follow the lead of Oregon and California and provide alternatives to vaccine mandates. In other news, Indigo Ag announced it's disbursed initial payments to the inaugural group of Carbon by Indigo participants. The 267 paid growers are the first to implement on-farm practice changes and provide the data required to ensure the rigorous measurement and validation of resulting emissions reduction and removal, according to registry protocols. The group has helped to pave a path for the scaled production of carbon credits as a new income stream for farmers. Carbon by Indigo is the first carbon farming program to provide outcome-based direct payments to growers on scale. Indigo also announced plans to expand eligibility for farmers in 28 states. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Bart Kenner is a USDA economist. He has some numbers with the U.S. ag trade for the first 10 months of the fiscal year.
Agricultural exports are $147.5 billion, up 27% from $115.9 billion this time last year. Agricultural imports are at $135.2 billion, up 13% from this time last year. At $119.4 billion. That leaves a trade balance of $12.3 billion, up, you could say, 450% from the negative $3.5 billion trade surplus last year.
Well, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever have partnered with the United Sorghum Checkoff Program to offer conservation cost share opportunities for sorghum producers in western Kansas. The new sustainable initiative, Sorghum for Birds, which is building innovation, resilient, and diverse agriculture systems, targets low-performing areas by offering growers a one-time incentive payment to apply targeted conservation practices in tandem with sorghum production. The Sorghum for Birds application period is now open to Kansas producers in a 15-county region. If you would like more information, go to sorghumcheckoff.com. And following the April 30th decision of the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona in vacating the Trump Area Navigable Waters Protection Rule, the EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers halted their implementation of the rule. As stated on a post on the EPA website, the two agencies will now be using regulations and guidance established prior to 2015 to determine which waterways are protected. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Prairie strips being used as a conservation tool in fields are proving to be very beneficial to the soil. Here's how on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Conterra Ag Capital isn't just another lending institution. We are a nationwide network of ag experts ready to meet the financial needs of farmers and ranchers in rural America. Conterra understands ag loans are never one size fits all. We listen to our clients so we can get the whole picture, not just numbers on a spreadsheet. We are there with boots on the ground. Conterra, real people, real ag experts. Visit ConterraAg.com to learn more.
Agricultural carbon markets are projected to be a $42 billion opportunity. We want farmers to take home most of that. Why? Because farmers deserve more credit for stewarding the land in a way that supports healthy ecosystems and increases profitability. The time to act is now. Find out how much additional income your farm could be making with quality carbon credits as part of Carbon by Indigo. Visit indigoag.com/income.
Strips are contour strips of native prairie species that are used like terraces. They may only take up 10% of a farm field, but deliver far more benefits, such as improving wildlife diversity, reducing soil erosion, and improving water quality. Marshall McDaniel is an assistant professor in soil-plant interactions at Iowa State University. He says research shows a reduction in sediment movement by 95%. Total phosphorus and nitrogen loss through runoff is reduced by 90 and 85% respectively. His team is also studying what happens to soil under and around prairie strips.
And they all show about a 50% increase in soil stability under the prairie strips. And there's about a 4 to 9% increase in water storage. And they also did the soil water content at permanent wilting point so we could calculate the plant available water storage under these prairie strip soils. We saw about a 14% increase in plant available water storage from the prairie strip.
Do prairie strips affect the soils around them? McDaniel says this research is still in progress, but they have found a reduction in soil nitrates primarily surrounding the prairie strips.
And then we have a variable like phosphorus that showed an interaction between distance and prairie strip, meaning that the prairie strip effect was actually just behind the prairie strip. And this confirms that the reduction in sediment loss and erosion probably means that phosphorus is building up behind the prairie strip too.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about prairie strips and their benefits at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through the Monday today. We saw some green pop up on the board for the grains and soybeans right now. Corn still struggling a little bit. Wheat up in the green nicely, so that's good. But livestock, we're still seeing struggling as we go through the day right now, even with the lean hogs. But live cattle, feeder cattle, all in the red right now. October live cattle struggling at 105 down to 122.37. The December's down 122 to $127 even. Feeder cattle today, they're taking some big hits right now. October down $2.65 to $155.07. November's down $2.35 to $156.77. Lean hogs right now, they're also in the red, with October down $167 to $80.80 right now. December's down $197 to $74.12. Cotton still in the red as we move through the day right now, with October cotton down currently $1.05 to $94.18. December's down 90 cents to $92.60 as well. As we mentioned, soybeans, they've been rebounding a little bit with some red, with some green on the board, but they've been and kind of bouncing back and forth. So just kind of mixed all over the place. November soybeans down 2.5 currently, back into the red, 212.84 even. The meal is still in the green right now. October meal up a buck to 340.5. December is up 160 to 344.10. In the oil, they were in the red, back up in the green, now back in the red now. October down a penny, 255.77. December's down 7 cents, 255.93. So still just kind of mixed all over the place. With your metals market, let's take a look here real quick. We do see it mixed here. Gold's up, silver's down. December's up 2.5 right now for gold to 1794 at 60 cents. February's up 332, 1797.5. The silver, they're struggling in the red right now. September silver down 53 cents to 2332. December's down 11 cents to 2378. And the March is down 10 cents to 2384.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received a call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Colonial Acres invites everyone to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, September 15th to the 18th. Get the family together and come enjoy the colorful parade, lively carnival and rides, yummy concessions, amazing 4-H exhibits, and so much more. See you there from everyone at Colonial Acres in Humboldt. Looking for some fun? SunMart suggests everyone grab their friends and family and head out to the Richardson County Free Fair and Fall Festival, starting September 15th through the 18th. Enjoy the 4-H exhibits, the carnival rides, vendors, shows, and more from SunMart in Fall City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
KNDY.
Shine for me.
of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.